lot of doom. Just have them by the stack. After you, you know, after they get full and everything, you pull them up. And some people pull them up and let them dry in the field and then haul them home, pick them off. But I usually pull mine up and stack them. Then I can pick them off when I got rid of them.
Ever heard people call peanuts anything else?
Goobers. Mm-hmm. Ground peas. Mm-hmm.
All the same thing.
That's right.
Now, is that the same thing as pender?
Right. That's right. Pender, goobers, ground peas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, old people used to, you better stay out them penders. You knew what they meant.
Was there a place in the barn where you could store your hay?
Oh, yeah. Where most people would stack their hay. Get them a long pole and put it down in the ground, and as they hold it out to field, they'd stack it around that pole.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I used to do it a lot of times. What you call a haystack.
Right. Mm-hmm. Was there a place up in the barn where you could put some hay?
Oh, yeah. It would be an overhead there. And they would sometimes get poles and make a overhead, and you could stuff it full of, hay up there. And this, just like you got bale hay, though, they would always have a place in the barn where you stack it in the barn.
Was that like up in the loft or something like that?
Talking about this bale thing?
Or just, you know, hay before it's
bale. Oh, yeah, up in the loft.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Always stack it up in the loft.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't stack it on that pole.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a place where you could keep your animals inside, like in bad weather?
Yeah, that's what I mentioned a while ago, the stable.
Right.
That's where your horse or your mule, mm-hmm. you know, would be in.
Mm-hmm. Have a place for the cows?
Well, no, I didn't have no shelter for my cows.
Mm-hmm.
I just had a place to put them. But they passed you, you know, like that, and sometime I would have to tie some out.
With no cow barn or something like that?
No cow barn.
Whereabouts would you milk a cow?
Go out there to that lot, or if he's tired out there, go right out there where he is.
Mm-hmm.
And milk him. Always would have me a little feed, you know. Maybe some cow food or cotton seeds. You know, something like that. Just put it down and she go to eat and I go to milk.
Right. Mm-hmm. Would, you know, when you were milking a cow, did you ever hear people say something to the cow if they wanted to get still?
Back your leg, huh?
Mm-hmm.
She'd set that leg back and mm-hmm. you go to milk.
You ever hear people say something like salt?
That was a man when he wanted to be still. Salt! It looked like she knew what you meant. Mm-hmm.
How do people call to the cows, like if they wanted to get them to come in from the pasture?
Sue! Oh, I had one. I don't know, she'd be way down in the swamp. And when I get rid of the milk in the morning after I get through cooking and everything, all I do is get out, Sue, David, Sue! Well, if I call that away 2-3 times, after a while you hear her low.
Mm-hmm.
She's coming in then.
Yeah.
And she comes in now. Every now and then I say, Sue, Daisy, Sue.
Mm-hmm.
You hear her low. She's coming in then.
Right.
She over there.
Would you say the same thing to a cat?
No. I wouldn't say the same thing to a cat, because he had to learn just like children, you know.
I see. Mm-hmm.